Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
all the things I said I never meant. No, baby,
I didn't mean to make you cry. I didn't mean to make you say
body
earth.
All your softest spots I plan to learn.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, let's talk about it, where we do date night differently. The dial-in number, if you happen to be listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1. If you're already here and you desire to engage in tonight's topic or do some poetry or just talk about it, press 1. I am your humble host, Van Meadows, and tonight, y'all, tonight, we want to know your thoughts around when you hear the term crazy love. What do you think about? What are your thoughts? Let's give a huge shout out to our illustrious CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. He is the brains, the think engine behind Epiphany Radio, and we salute him right now. You know, tonight's show is brought to you by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links. You got yours. I mean, Mother's Day is around the corner, and I think some Raw Links would look really nice on some of your mothers out there. So, crazy love. Man, first of all, can we just give it up for Daniel Caesar and her Jodeci and Silk? Man, listen, Silk, man, Silk, I need another album. I'm just going to put it out there in the airways. Silk, I need another album. Y'all two talented brothers. All of y'all brothers are very talented, and we just need another Silk album. Can we get that, please? Now, the term crazy love. When I hear the term crazy love, my immediate thought is Jason's lyric and the Brian McKnight song, Crazy Love, that comes from that soundtrack. The reason why it's significant to me is because it is one of the first songs that I ever sung to a young lady that I was interested in or I was dating. And crazy love in itself, crazy love means that there is no level of what you won't do for the love that you have. That's what makes it crazy. I mean, y'all can be toxic, and it's crazy, and you know, but you love each other to the core. I'm not advocating toxic relationships, but they do exist, and for those individuals, it do work. It works for them. But crazy love, man. Brian McKnight said, "You give me love, 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 crazy love. You got a fine sense of humor." Listen, I could go on and on and on. But crazy love, man, yeah, yeah. So I got to hear your thoughts. But before we get into your thoughts, I'm going to open the show with my new piece that I just wrote. It's called Not Just Another Sad Love Song. For once I want to hear a love song that doesn't make me cry all night long. A love song so dope that the lyrics paint my life's picture instead of what it used to be like, a late night feature, where the singer is in tune with my heartbeat and my emotions don't take a back seat when allowing the butterflies in my stomach to react with a soulful dance that's not an act. When the excitement of my lover I cherish with each look to discover that this song is just so right. Not stealing my heart like a thief in the night. Rather press repeat so I can hear the melodies again and again. Slowly moving my hips to the rhythm of pure love when I'm able to be free from the pain of a previous love song. Reminding me the ones that tore out my heart and made me feel like I was wrong. As the instruments line up with mixing, showing me it's okay to be vulnerable while dancing, and in my head is something I no longer dread, but gather my senses and ask for another rendition of this new love song without any superstition. The engineer and composer got together with the writer and producer before they asked the vocalist to perform as the only soloist. I need to feel the earth in my release, to feel a sense of peace. This song will be a launching pad of continued breaths of fresh air, and I will no longer shed tears of sorrow, but rather tears of joy, always excited about the next tomorrow. Someone, somewhere, write this amazing love song that supersedes all others while it's oozing out unbelievable truths hidden in its lyrics. The passion of each note struck upon the keys become iconic, so iconic that there's a warmth running through my blood with emotions flowing like a great flood. Sing this new love song for me. for me because I'm tired of crying at the old ones. Please for me. So I can rejoice in the great in the greatness of the newness and the greatness I will be able to witness the power of the lyrics of a love song. So my tears will no longer stain my pages from another sad love song. And that's that piece. Enough about me. Enough about my thoughts. This is your show. So I can't wait to hear what you have to say. So I'm going to dive. We're going to dive right in. We're going to open up the first mic. We have one half host, Epiphany Zone of the Love Zone. She is La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Oh. Damn, I'm first. Hey, damn. You're taking me back with that music, yo.
Oh, man. Listen, 90s. Man, 90s R&B is something else, man. 90s R&B is something else.
Who you telling? I was in here like, oh, Lord.
Yeah,
you can't
help
but sing to them, too. It's not one 90s song that I don't know the words to. I'm telling you, you can't help.
Telling you
the music back then made sense.
Yes. Yes, it did.
Man.
Yes. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing. I had a rotten day because they was killing me yesterday. I was going up so many flights of steps, I thought I was never going to go back downstairs. Oh, my God. I was hurt.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm good. Yeah, I was in here recovering today.
Hey, recovery is good. Recovery is good. Recovery is necessary. You know, I was cooking today. Yeah, I made my kids some
boy, more food porn.
So I was cooking, and you know, so I didn't have too much recovery. I mean, I got up and I did some work this morning for my private business, and then, you know, the kids, you know, they wanted some seafood.
Of course.
And who am I to deny my kids food?
You know your way around the kitchen. Well, you ain't got no choice but to get to it. My kids don't do that too much to me anymore because they're older and they can cook now. But when they was here, Mom, can you make this? Mom, can you make that? No, I'm literally, I would be in here taking a nap, and they would come and, like, lift one eyelid and say, Mom, you awake? I am now. What do you want?
I love it. Well, La Pearl La Negra, yep. Crazy love. What are your thoughts when you hear that term? What are your thoughts?
Man, all right. You know I love thought-provoking subject matter. And you got me going back into my heartbreak archives. You talk about crazy love. I knew this guy, right? And throughout the relationship, he had me cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs because he had a way of looking at me. It was something in his eyes. His eyes said love. Glacier, I'm trying to tell you. I was nuts. But, you know, it's to me, crazy love is that addictive love, you know, that you, you know, you know they're doing dirty stuff behind your back. They're doing you wrong. But when they come before you, it's a, you know the lies. You know they're lying to you.
Right.
You keep on excusing it and keep on forgiving them, and it keeps on going because their manipulative ways and their tactics, they make you feel so damn good. That's crazy love to me.
Yeah, I can get with that. I've been there. I've been there. That love that's just so good that you're willing to accept their faults, even when they do it right in your face. Even when they do it in your face. Oh, my God.
Yep. Whew. Yeah. It's horrible. And it's, you know, it seems like that is the hardest to pull away from because you are so accepting of the bullshit that they keep bringing to you. You keep finding excuses and excuses over and over and over again until you turn around and one day you just develop this really, really bad taste in your mouth for them. I mean, they just upset your stomach in their presence. Like, you know what? I can't. And as hard as it is to walk away, you gotta, you're like, go inside and cut yourself and just break away from them. Because if not, it just, it gets worse
right.
and worse. They never wake up. And I know this. It's terrible.
Yeah, don't get me started on a whole nother path. Because then the other part of me says, the other part of me is like, you know, they never wake up. And then you're the ones that's willing to fight for it and stick it out. And then they turn around and say, oh, yeah, I want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Wait,
yep.
you didn't
yep.
all this dirt.
Yep.
I'm stuck with you thick and thin. Now you want to leave?
I'm trying to tell you. Make you want to catch a case. I'm trying to tell you. No.
Bodies turn colder. Oh, don't play. Don't play.
I'm trying to tell you. I ain't even going to get into it, but there's some holes in the ground up in the park.
All right. We don't want any confessions on air. No confessions on air. So,
I ain't confessing to that. I'm just saying I do something.
Oh my goodness. Just told you things. Okay. All right. Well, La Perla Negra, what piece do you have for us this evening? Because I've been warned tonight. I've been warned not hold you too long because there's some security guards that's Oh my God! So I've been warned. I've been warned. So what
All right.
do you have?
All right. I just finished this piece like 8 o'clock. I call it "My Crazy for Him."
The mic is yours.
Thank you. All right. It is said that love covers a multitude of sins, but what they forgot to mention is how it covers levels of stupidity when you're addicted to someone. Your eyes say, I deeply love you, and I know all the lies you embrace me with for every move you make. Yet I still melt in your arms. The facade is our relationship, yet your passion continues to undress my soul. You tease me with words that ignite the fire inside me, and then you pull away, leaving me to simmer and crave. When you stay away for long periods of time, I gain my strength to take steps to walk away, but you spot me and stop me by blanketing me with your temporary loving care. I know the way I feel is true and real, but it's unhealthy to stay. So I tell myself, just hide from him. Deny his calls. Ignore the text he sends. But how do you hide from the energy within? Because my heart says, don't you dare. I cry out to the heavens above, why is he so good at what he does? Because I know that this is crazy love. Love from the foolish side of my heart that just won't or can't release him. But at this point, I don't even know the difference. Why does something so off balance feel so damn good? When I close off my emotions, you start an argument that leads to your I'm sorry, followed by make up sex and more entrapment. I'm crazy in love with him, and he knows it. He loves me, too, but the destruction he causes helps to keep him from admitting the truth. And that's that piece.
Ooh-wee. I'm going to tell you, first of all, this is a beautiful piece. I felt it, but there was a line that I felt so intently. And that was a line that you said, why does imbalance feel so good? Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It does. It is. I don't understand. It's like, I don't know, it goes back to what taboo. It just feels
yeah.
really, really good because it is taboo.
Yeah.
But it's
kind of like,
yeah.
kind of like that pretty girl wanting that bad boy. You ain't supposed to have him,
mm-hmm.
but you want him, and you want him anyway. You know, that that kind of, man, listen, that piece was amazing, La Perla Negra. Thank you
thank
so much
you.
For that. Crazy
thank
love.
You. Thank you.
My crazy fan. Yes, yes. Woo. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Let it all out. Let it all out. Let it all out.
Yeah. Look, I told you that was in the Heartbreak Archives. It is not happening. I know better.
I know that. Right. I know that's right. Now, before I let the security team have their way with you, can you let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
Okay. Let's see. All right. That's it. So this Saturday is your night. Alternate Saturdays, I do poetic therapy with my co-host, Stan the Man Phillips, and that is Saturday nights at 9. Monday nights at 9. I am one-fourth of the Soul Cafe with Arthur Larry Maddox, Essentially Janice, and Poetic. And on Wednesday nights, I co-host with my lovely diva, Miss VIP, in the Love Zone. But now it's all at 9 p.m. Now, I don't have my topic yet, but y'all know me.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Y'all know how I am. So, yeah.
And the
y'all come on over and get caught up.
They actually, what they've done over there, and I'm just straight tripping on how they changed the Let's Talk About It nightclub. They have taken the whole VIP area and they've curtained it off. And there's a guard standing outside. And I'm like, fellas, what's going on? They said, boss, don't you worry about it. We got this.
And
a month or so ago, when they roughed me up outside because we wasn't having no show, number one, like our business hurt because we unemployed, and two, we ain't had our hands on La Perla La Negra yet, and it's been too long. So, you know, all I can say is we're not going to disturb. And they ordered, and look, listen, they ordered their own champagne tonight.
Uh-oh.
So you going over there, you have yourself a good time. I'm not sending anybody to check on you unless you stick your head out there and be like, help. Okay.
Don't you still have a beeper? I just beep you if I need help.
Yeah, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the VIP section, La Perla Negra. Thank you, Danielle. Take your socks off. Baby,
all right.
Baby.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Man, that was a beautiful piece, man. Beautiful piece. Crazy love, y'all. When you hear it, what is your thoughts? Let's open up my man, Venom. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, what's happening, my brother? What's going on with you?
Nothing, bro. Good to be here, man. Good to be on air. Good to be back. How you feeling,
yeah,
man? Let's talk about it. How you feeling, bro?
Man, I was kind of digging that topic, and I was digging La Perla Negra's piece, man. That was deep, man. I know she said she had to pull it out the deep archives, and we all got some of those hurtful pieces, man, and then we got those love pieces, you know. But
yes, sir. Absolutely.
I would just say, man, you know that Beyonce song? That's I really call it the female anthem, Crazy in Love, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
And think about this, man. I took a note out of your page, you know, if you don't mind. I took a note out of your page. I had to do some research just on the song itself because
yes,
it
sir.
Hit me, right? And if you look
right.
at the lyrics right. to the song, right, it can
mm-hmm.
tell you why some people can be crazy in love. And
mm-hmm.
then, and if you put that song and mix it with Hall and Oates, I'll Be Watching You.
Ooh.
Now you got stalker rhythm. Now
you
got
stalker
rhythm.
Bro. You got stalker all over. All
you
over.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You know, because that's what love is, though, man.
Yeah, man, you know, listen, man, love will have you do some crazy stuff, man. And listen,
mm-hmm.
I never thought of myself as a stalker, period.
Mm-hmm.
until I married my first wife.
Wow. Yeah. I hear you.
Bruh.
I hear you.
Bruh, this chick put me through. She put me through the ringer. Had me showing up at her job on a Sunday afternoon to make sure she was at work. Bruh.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know, I've had that situation. I've had it done to me. I was a recipient. I never was the other side of it. But it pushed me to a point where I did go and was checking on some chick that I was ooh-ooh gaga for, and I'm pulling up at her house just looking, you know. But when you have it reversed on you, and it can affect your livelihood, you know, because they cause trouble at your job, and your job is like, what the heck? We can't have this, and you need to fix this, or you out of here. And so, So, I mean, man, love is a funny game, and you just, you know, you got to take the ups and the downs, but you don't want to take the crazy, you know?
Right.
You don't want to take the crazy, you know?
Right.
I mean, crazy should not be a part of love. That's real.
It shouldn't be. You know? It shouldn't be, but man, society today has shown me that crazy love. And listen, man, that song and Jason's lyric was in the 90s, bro.
Mm-hmm.
We talking about the 90s.
Yeah, and you was playing some fire at the beginning. I heard that.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro. Yeah. And if I played that track right now, and we listen to those lyrics, I promise you, sometimes y'all really got to read the lyrics. Listen to them, but read the lyrics. You sit there scratching your head like, yo, you be like, yo, this was me. This was so me.
Right.
Bruh.
Yeah, you're right on that. You're right on that. And see, the thing about it, too, man, about lyrics today don't emphasize what a person's really going through, like the 90s music or the mid 80s and stuff like that, you know? I mean, and you can feel every bit of a song or the words that a person is saying and say, man, I'm feeling that because that's what I'm going through.
Right.
That's what I've been through.
Man.
That's where I am
man.
Right now, you know? And music tells the whole effect of what any emotion anybody can go through,
except for
today's music.
Man, and you know, and that Jodeci track, made it okay for men to cry. Baby, I cry for you.
Yeah, I cry for you. That's right.
For you.
And he begging too, boy. Baby, I'm begging.
Baby, I'm begging.
Yeah.
Baby. He is like, and then Silk with that lose control, man, he let you know, baby. You got me losing control out here. That's how much I love you.
Yeah.
I'm losing control.
Bruh. Man, look, I tell you, there's no greater beggar in music than Keith Sweat.
When he is begging and telling the woman
how he feels, he's going in. Okay? I don't care what nobody can beg like Keith Sweat.
Nobody. I mean,
and I love
nobody.
Keith Sweat, man.
I love Keith Sweat, too.
Funny story.
Jacquees was talking about he's the new king of R&B. And he had met Keith in the hallway. He said, he old school and I'm new school. Keith said, he said, boy, I done made a whole lot of money off of begging. Don't get it twisted. And I'm still. Bruh.
That's right. He sure is. That's true.
Anytime you hear that track, he opened up, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Man.
What? I was like, man, who is this guy begging like this? And, bro, his music stays fire. It stays fire.
Yeah, it's relevant all the time, no matter who.
All the time.
I done been to several Keith Sweat concerts, man, and his concerts is always fire, you know? And just think, though, when he was part of LSG, he was considered really like the weak link of LSG.
Right.
Because you had LeVert, and then you got Johnny Gill.
Right. Gerald LeVert,
and then,
Johnny Gill. Yep.
Man, look, I'll take all three of them in a heartbeat. You know, sorry we had to lose
in
Gerald LeVert. But,
yes, sir.
They don't have nobody, no groups like that. They don't have no groups like that, man.
Not no more.
You know?
Not no more.
I sit here, man, I said music, you know, my kids be laughing at me because, you know, like they listen to different. But my daughter, man, she's old school like me. She knows. Now my son too, but
we
have these little debates, you know, and they know R&B. If they want to listen to slow music, they going old school. If they want to listen to fast music, they going to their generation, you know. And I'll be like, "What, your generation whack?" Y'all don't have no.
They, you know. Nah, not like we used to have, man. Not like we used to have, man. I was in the car listening to, what was I listening to? I'm a huge New Edition fan. I mean, huge.
Oh, me too.
I'm so much a huge New Edition fan that I could have been a seventh member easy. I mean, easy.
There it is.
And, man, one of the songs that doesn't really get too much airplay or too much play has to be one of favorite tracks. And it's called You're Not My Kind of Girl.
Yeah.
Bruh.
You're not my kind of girl.
Yeah.
That's it.
And again, you have to listen to the lyrics. It's not your look. It's not your style. It's not the way you carry yourself. Bruh, come on.
Now, can you do the step, though? Can you do the step? That's the killer right here. Bruh.
I can do the step. I'm not a dancer, but I can do the step, bro. Come on, I can do the step.
Hey, I'm a dancer. Let me tell you, man. We out here, me and my fellas, we used to do New Edition. We used to do it,
right?
At talent shows, right? So we had to be on point. And we went to play a talent show. And Ricky Bell and Ronnie DeVoe came in there, and they gave us, man, we got pictures and everything, man. I wish I got to find them pictures. I will post them, because this is way before Facebook and all that stuff. So we was youngsters, right? And they came out, and they were sitting there like, they was like, y'all move like us. We were like, man, you know how long it took us to work? We studied them boys. We studied them, you know? And it was just like, we had it down, man, and I, you know, it's one of the guys that was with our group. He passed, but we used to always, you know, talk about it, man, because New Edition was it, man.
Man. Look, you got me wanting to listen to my Any Heartbreak album right now. Don't be upset, y'all, if I play some of it. Don't be upset now, because I love the Any Heartbreak album. And then the Home Again album. Oh my God!
The Home Again album is bomb. The Home Again album is bomb.
Bruh.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
That album was fire. You know.
And that album right there.
With Bobby in there.
And you get to hear the vocal ranges of all of them on that album. Oh man,
right.
My brother, we could do this all night, bro. But I know you got a show. I know you got a show too. But what piece you got for us tonight?
All right, man. Since we was talking about breakups and stuff, I kind of put one that was dealing with soulmates. So,
okay.
And you
Mike
know,
is yours.
All right. Thank you. You are the one with whom I was destined to be. You, across space and time, you were sent to me. You know what's different about you and I? Is that we shared one love, one life, and we are destined to be soulmates forever throughout all eternity. In the past lives, you know what we did? I had love for you. In the past, I found and fell in love with you too. And I know if I should die, don't cry, I will find you again, because I am destined in love with you. Across space and time, you are to be drawn to me. My love, my life, we are destined to be. Let me just tell you, soulmates forever throughout eternity, that's what we are. Even in death, I shall love you more. For my search will be unyielding, as I explore. So we shall love once more. Yes, one love, one life. Yes, that is what we are destined to be. And how did we become destined to be? We became destined to be because we met as friends by chance. And from my first moment we met, there was something special about the other. Words no other person could get. Then we started talking about being friends, and then that made us grow stronger day by day. And we became more to each other than more than words could even say. Even though we were apart from each other, we still met in the sun. For when you are the soulmate, we both become together as one. And as my soulmate, we can never part. The spiritual bond that connects the two is connected from heart to heart. It doesn't matter if we are dead or alive, the bond will not be broken. We can feel the pain of the other, even when the words are not being spoken. You cannot deny in your head, but never in your heart. We put together what no man can tear apart. Yes, the external bond of our soulmate molds the existence of our lives. Flesh will perish and rot, but we all must die. Of a soulmate, a true soulmate, continues because your soulmate lives within you. Instinct, venom.
Bro, that was a beautiful piece, man. I love the way
you
talked about, basically, we stuck in this thing. You ain't going nowhere. Mm-hmm. I'm not going nowhere. And then what solidified it is, you say, even in death, bro.
That you know, that, why I like that part, even in death, because, you know, people say, if I can't have you, no one can. But then you got the flip side of that where you say, hey, even people can love so hard that they still are connected to that person even after death. And they can't move forward because they're so connected still to that person.
Connected.
It may take some years before they can just cut loose and find and move forward. So even in death, man, you're still connected.
Yes, sir. I feel that, man. That's a beautiful, brilliantly written piece.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you, man. And before you go over to the VIP lounge and grab a glass of champagne, let everybody know exactly what you got going on tonight.
Yeah, we have Majestic Ink, and it's all poetry, open mic. You know, bring whatever you got, make it hot, and we just have fun, man. It's a nice little party atmosphere. We just enjoy the hot poetry that everyone brings, male and female, youngsters, new people, old and young, from all over, you know, come in and get it in, man.
Yes, sir.
And we just have fun, man. So come on through after y'all show and come on through and let's make it happen, man. Let's have some fun.
Absolutely. Hey, man, I came through week before last after my show, and I heard a lot of poets that were older that I did not know. And I was like, oh, my God, she fire. Oh, my God, he fire. Where he come from? Who is that? You know, and I was amazed at how many poets are out there that I have not heard yet. And your show allows me to hear them. And I was just like, my God, they're so dope. So, bro, dope show, man. I love your show, man. I love the format,
man.
And hey, as soon as I'm done, I'm on my way. I'm letting you know I'm on my way.
All right. That's right. Yeah, it's all good, brother. It's all good. And I appreciate y'all, you know, Tiffany Radio and For Real Entertainment Network, you know.
Yes.
Hey,
my
we
brother,
just trying to make it hot
brother.
For every – bring poetry back, man. You know, we
yes,
ain't
sir.
Worrying about the sex. We trying to bring poetry back and keep
back.
It there,
that's
you
right.
know.
That's right. That's right, man. I love it, man. Well, look, man, I'm going to send you one over to the
all
VIP
right.
lounge, man. Just hey, look, stay away from the curtain, bro. Stay away from the curtain.
That's right. I'm a crawl up out of here.
All right,
man. Peace. I'm out.
Bro. Peace, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our brother Venom over there, Majestic Ink, hosting the show tonight. I believe the show starts at 10 in about 10 minutes. So make sure y'all go over there, man. next artist on the mic. Thank y'all so much. We have Epiphany Zone, one half host of Poetic Therapy, opposite Saturday. So you'll hear him next Saturday. He is Stan the Man Phillips, y'all. What's good, Stan?
What you won't do, do for love. You'll try anything, but you won't give up.
Yes,
in my
sir.
World, only you will make me do for love what I
yes.
would not do. Good evening, man.
Good evening.
I know that's
brother.
Old school,
that,
but it works.
Hey,
yeah, I know
old
it's old school, but it works.
So, I love it, man. What you won't do.
Oh, yeah.
Do for love. Bruh, that song has been sampled in some of the new school stuff, so I dig it, man. I love that, man. I love that, man. How you doing, Stan? It's good to hear you, my brother.
Oh, man, I'm doing great. I am loving this topic this year.
Oh, thank you, my brother. I appreciate you. So what saith Stan the Man Phillips? What are your thoughts when you hear the term crazy love?
Well, first off, that term is a universal insanity. I don't think there's anybody that's ever been in love that has not experienced the crazy of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it just goes in the territory. I do.
Yeah. And you know... You know, when you say that, man, it just brought to my remembrance of that's where the term comes from, I love and I love hard. Because
yeah.
you become so crazy in love that there probably isn't anything that you wouldn't do for that person because you love them so
exactly.
much.
Exactly.
You know?
That's the point. Even when it's that good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if it's bad. It just somehow doesn't matter. It just
right.
don't.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And the thing is, even when you when you give every and all of you
mm-hmm.
full in
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't work and they leave, yeah, eventually you hit the point, well, fine, okay, I got to move
right.
on.
Right, right.
But when it's that deep and you've put that much in, those
yeah.
moments, those memories,
mm.
you may leave, but it does not leave. It's there.
Yes, sir. You are so right. You are so right. Oh, my God. Whew. Man, I remember, I think... When you are crazy in love, sometimes you don't think about the things that you say. And you know, if I may go to what some of the older cats, you know, that I've listened to growing up. I don't know if they were in love, but they'd say crazy things like, "Girl, I drink your bath water." Wait, what? Love?
Yeah.
How you do that? I like. Hold on, brother. Hold on. You telling me love will make me want to drink a woman bath water? I don't know about that one. I don't know if I want to be in that kind of crazy love. I don't know if I can do that, man. I don't know if I can do that. No. But I have been to the point where, I would be willing. Because I was in love, I was willing to sacrifice my life for the sake of my lover. Meaning that role of protector is a very serious role that men carry. And if I can't protect her, and I love her, then am I really in love with her? Do I really have that crazy love for her? If I can't protect her, I mean, because I've seen some men like just basically push the woman in front of the bullet or in the way and dip off
yeah.
and run. I'm like, you coward, you know. But if you
truly yeah.
love somebody, if you truly love somebody, just like you started, what you won't do for love, You tried everything. But you won't give
up. Like
I
said, all in. All in.
All in. All in. Absolutely. Absolutely. Man, Stan, I love your perspectives, brother. I do. I'm so glad I'm back to hear Standing Man Fiddle's perspectives. Let's talk about it, y'all. Love it. And my brother.
It's great to have your show back. I love it.
Thank you, Stan. I appreciate you. What piece of poetry would you like to drop on us tonight?
Oh, this one. The actual title is the first three words of the poem. So I'm just going to put it on you.
Mike is yours, my brother.
I love you. I hate you. I want you. Mind and heart debilitated. Can't stop libido being exhilarated. Outrage flames my imagination. See you in another in torrid fornication. But you know your eyes, my kryptonite. No matter your actions, I'm yours tonight. Deceitful, shamelessly you entrance. Through power of seduction, invite others to dance. You taunt me with your vaginal prowess. I'd leave your ass, but then regress. Against my own beast, I'm powerless. I hate myself and you, succumbing to sex. I attack you sexually as you moan. A flood of rage and testosterone. Pull your hair and thrust, a raging beast. But the only homicide is sexual between the sheets. Then one day, you were up and gone. I said, a blessing in disguise. Now I can move on. Until one thought of you, the anger and the passion still so strong. I loved you. I hated you. Still want you. In peace.
Wow. Wow, Stan. That's a beautiful piece. Beautiful piece. I loved you. I hated you. You know, I used to, back in the day, there was a movie that came out. First it was a song, then they made it into a movie, Martin Lawrence, A Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
Yes.
And
yes.
It took three of my longest relationships to show me exactly what that means. A thin line between love and hate. And your piece talks about those very things, man. And I appreciate your piece, Dan. I love you, but I hate you. That's a serious, serious, powerful thing. And that's some crazy love. Because even though I love
you
and I hate you, I'm not ready to walk away from you. I'm not ready to leave.
Exactly. Still want you. Even though you're gone, even though this is over.
Right.
There's that lingering memory in those moments, and they come back to haunt.
They come back to haunt you. Yeah. Man. Whew. Man. That's powerful. That's powerful. Thank you for that piece, my brother. I really appreciate you. Now,
it's my pleasure.
Before we send you over to the VIP lounge so that you can have some of that bubbly that's floating around, man, let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe.
Well, next Saturday at 9 p.m. with the lady Danielle, a.k.a. La Perla Negra, there will be poetic therapy, and I will be hosting with her. And we are looking forward to people coming to an open mic venue. Whatever you need to let go of, whatever you need to vent, bring it. That's what we're there for.
I love it, man. I love it. That's a dynamic show, y'all. That is a dynamic show. If you don't come to poetic therapy to release, please try to do so. Stan, my brother. going to send you on over to the VIP lounge, man. Grab your glass of bubbly and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. Can you do that for me, my brother?
I sure can, man. One love, one mic, and on to the next.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is my brother, Epiphany's own Stan the Man Phillips. Catch him next Saturday with La Perla Negra and Poetic Therapy, y'all. Make sure y'all tune in. Make sure y'all tune in. Next up on the mic. I mean, I know who it is, but I like the way you introduce yourself. So how about you let everybody know who you are?
This is Lisa Lips.
Mm-hmm. Miss Lips is in the building. How you
hey,
doing,
baby.
Darling?
Good, I'm good.
Good,
having
good.
Myself some wine, listening to all the good music being spoken of and all the great poetry being spit.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you being here. And so I got to ask you, I mean, what do you think of when you hear the term crazy love?
This is actual firsthand speaking of. I have a friend who is absolutely solid in my life. I can talk to him about anything under the sun and know it's not going anywhere. And I have a trust in him that I've never had in anyone. I recall one day we were riding together and we were talking about something, and we were on our way to go eat somewhere. So he parked the car and we were walking across to the restaurant, and we had to cross a line of traffic to get to the restaurant. And I was so enthralled in what he was talking about that I didn't check traffic. I just followed his lead. And then after we got across the street, I thought about it. I was like, I really have some kind of a trust in you, because I didn't even look to see if I was going to get hit, because I knew you wouldn't let me get hit.
Right.
And that's a crazy kind of a love, but it's a friendship kind of a love. But if you ever
right.
cross the line in that, it's a crazy kind of a night too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Tonight I wrote this piece I wrote a while back, but it's about that kind of love.
Oh, man. All right. All right. I mean, I think to some degree we've all had some type of crazy love.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it that my great-grandmother, she used to always say this to me. If you haven't had any crazy love yet, my great-grandmother would say to me about anything, live long enough to be my age and you will.
Because you never, I mean, love comes at you in so many different forms that the craziness has to be in just as many different forms.
Right, right.
You know?
Right. Wow. Okay. All
yeah.
right. Thank you so much for that. I love it. I love it. Now, Miss Lips. What piece do you have for us tonight?
This piece is called The Night That Never Was.
The mic is yours.
He has a calm spirit that exudes itself into the room, and a sense of self that puts you at ease with him. But his eyes tell his story. There's just a bit of devilment there, enough to make you curious as to what's going on behind them. He has a brilliant mind that thinks on a plane high above the average, and he makes you comfortable with the knowledge he imparts. Yet and still, he can crack a joke with the best of them, all the while thinking globally. He's the kind of man you want to capture, yet you know he will never truly be contained. And if you ever become fortunate enough to enter his inner sanctum, be thankful, because few ever really know him. He gives so much yet shares so little that you don't know what really hits you, and he chooses to partake of you. And if he does, it will be an experience unlike any other. Ask me how I know. You see, I chose him to give myself over to, not knowing exactly what I was asking for. At first, I was unsure that it would really happen, but when he acknowledged me, I almost melted. The night was cold and rainy, but it didn't matter, because his heat kept me warm. Kind and gentle, yet strong, he moved me in ways no man ever had. So what began as dinner among friends turned into warm hands lotioning my body, a body that had been longing for human touch I hadn't had in ages. Then massage turned into sensual touches, which led to clothing on the floor, panties flung across the room, moments of complete and utter ecstasy and amazing stamina that both wore out my senses yet made me long for more. What we had was beyond sex, more like spiritual communion. He soothed me as he stimulated me, broke down my barriers as he wore down my walls, healed me and made me whole with his amazing prowess for what my body needed. His hands read my skin like a blind man reads Braille, and his spirit saw through me as if I were glass. He's a wizard and a sorcerer, concocting mental potions meant to transcend this physical world and transported us to a plane unseen, all the while controlling every mood so as to give pleasures unspeakable. Late night turned into wee hours. His mastery satiated me, yet left me wanting more, so that by the time he chose to exit, I was too weak to leave my bed. But he made me one promise. I'll be back at sunrise to finish what we started, as he collected the key to my door. So as night turned to day, he slipped inside my room and out of his clothes and landed between my sheets. His skin still cool from the morning air, and the sounds he made were like thunder in the distance. So I held on as the storm rolled in. Pace and timing were different somehow, just as intense, yet slightly more detached, giving clarity to where this thing would go. So I took all that I could from this moment in time, knowing that this gift wasn't meant to last. The distant storm rolled in strong and hit the shore with a crash. We awakened hours later as the friends we were destined to be. It was a moment in history that can never be repeated, but it connected us in ways beyond understanding. And I will always be grateful for the night that never was. And that's that piece.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. This was a beautiful, romantic, erotic, suspense storytelling piece. But I like the part where you said that he collected the key. He collected the key.
He actually took the key to the room and to my car so that I couldn't leave.
So you couldn't leave. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Wow. That was deep. Ooh, that was deep. This a true story?
This is a very true story.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then the other part of it where you said that where y'all would be friends as you should have always been.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting across that line.
I love
this piece. I love the truthfulness of it. I love the transparency of it. And, you know, and if you will, bearing your soul to us in this piece. Beautiful art. I love it. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Now,
I warn people when they cross into my life that they may show up in the ink somewhere.
Hey, if you know a poet, you best believe you are in the ink somewhere, some way, shape, or form.
Actually, I am actually trying to figure out how I have a friend who lives in Barbados, and we write together all the time. And we have this piece that I would love to bring to the Epiphany Network, but he can't dial in from there. So I'm trying to figure out how I can put him on three-way if I call him and that both of us can be on my line.
Yeah, you could do that. Does he have an international number only? Does he have a Google number?
No, he's just got the international number.
Tell him to get a Google number, and that'll solve that.
Okay.
Yeah, we wrote a
piece years ago called I Want to Fuck a Poet. I want to bring to a
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, we'd love to hear that. Absolutely. Because we did some pieces. We did some work around falling in love with a poet. I think on the Honey Drippers, one of our shows was about that very topic of your piece. I gotta ask Mojave, but we definitely would love to hear that. So yeah, just tell them to get a Google number, and just go on to Google, get a Google number, and it'll be a U.S. number, and that should work.
Okay.
All right. Now, we're going to send you on over to the VIP lounge so that you can grab a glass of bubbly and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. Can you hang out with us?
I sure enough will. I'll
All
save
right.
a
Thank
dance
you so
for
much.
You.
Appreciate it. Yes. Please do. I mean, you know, I got some new addition steps, but please do.
That's all right. New addition. Y'all got me over here singing old school stuff. I'm sitting here when Venom was doing this piece, I was thinking like, some old, like, Erykah Badu. I guess I'll see you next lifetime.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, man. I mean, there's just, you know, the 90s era of R&B has produced so much music and so much greatness.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, I listen to, I have a 90s station on Pandora that I listen to. And it's just, you know, it's one of those stations where you never want to turn it. You never want to just turn it off because you just adore all of the songs.
Yeah.
So, but
I think the 90s was the last era of the real bloom of real singers, because after that kind of rap music kind of took everything over. It was,
right.
It was there.
Yep.
The hip hop was there
then,
but it was a different form of hip hop.
Right.
You know,
I think once we
so
lost,
the real singers were still,
Once we lost the groups, because in the 2000s we lost the R&B groups, you know, and they try to make a comeback. They do, you know, it's just that, you know, we kind of don't support them as much as we should. Like one of my favorite female groups is SWV, right? And they had a whole reality show that I watched, and then they did this whole two albums. Most people don't even know that they did two albums while they were doing that reality show. But, you know, So I'm with you.
Yeah, there was a lot of great R&B groups. I actually had the opportunity to go on stage with Brownstone back then.
Really? Okay,
Yes, and you don't hear anything about them anymore either.
No. And, you know, and it's some of it also has to do with the way the industry has done, you know, the R&B artists, just artists in general, back then to now. That has just left a bad taste in a lot of artists' mouth. So, you know, that also has something to do with it, because a lot of the groups broke up on bad terms. And when you watch the New Edition story, you kind of see what happened. Oh, my God. And then certainly the TLC, what happened with them.
Right.
With, you know, with LaFace Records and all of that. But, you know. But
to some extent, I think that's probably what happened with Brownstone, too, because they were on Michael Jackson's label.
Michael Jackson's label. Yep. Absolutely. But get on over to that VIP lounge, grab you some bubbly, and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
All right, and I'll save that dance
all
for
right.
you once you get off the mic.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen,
one love, one mic.
Lips. One love, one mic, taking your socks off, baby, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Please press 1, especially if you're listening online and you desire to get in on this conversation. We'd love to have you.
Oh, this is Paulie. Let the church say amen. La da dee, la la la. La 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 la. La la la.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio.
Oh, well, excuse me.
On the For Real Entertainment Network.
Oh, well, he sound like he come from England or something. I don't know. La 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 la, la da 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 da, la la da 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 da, la 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 la. Epiphany Radio.
All right, welcome back, welcome back. Let's swing on over to Canada to our good friend Lady A. Hey, Lady A, how you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Welcome and Let's Talk About It. How are
Thanks.
You? You doing all right?
Doing okay, yeah. Just is an interesting show, lots of different opinions on stuff. I quite enjoy it.
Good. I'm glad. Well, I know you have an opinion, right? I mean,
yeah.
All of us have an opinion. I know Lady A's got an opinion. So, Lady A,
yes.
When you hear the term crazy love, what are your thoughts?
Well, I can say this with great confidence, and I had that crazy love once in my life. Had, you know, dates and relationships and marriage, and that sort of thing, but there was only one time that I ever had that kind of crazy love, and it was absolutely spectacular. It was just the best thing ever, and
okay.
I've never experienced it before or since then, so, but it's a beautiful thing if you can have it.
See that, y'all? Lady A said crazy love is a beautiful thing if you can have it. Have it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, Lady
A,
just
look.
There's a lot of
people don't experience that kind of love in their life, though. I think there's,
yeah.
I think it's a rare thing, yeah. And,
it is. I mean, and, you know, I think for some of us, at least for myself, what I thought was crazy love wasn't actually crazy love. It was actually insane love. You know, crazy and insane, they kind of work together, but it was completely insane. Because, again, for me, I didn't even know who I was because I'd never done those kind of things, never, ever, because I was in love with a woman.
Yeah.
Never, ever. You know, but I agree with you that it can be a great thing as long as crazy doesn't cross the line. Crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to love you. I want to be in love with you, but I don't want to be straitjacketed. You know, I don't want to be in a cell looking at four padded walls because of my love for you. But you have
right.
people out here who, you know, do those kinds of crazy things. But I definitely feel what you're saying, and you know, it can be a beautiful thing. And the other thing that I always, you know, I said on one of my previous shows, I said, make sure that the person you're in love with is in love with you. So,
well, that's the thing.
If
one-sided, it's no good. But that was what was so great about it, was just it was mutual. It was just
mm-hmm.
spectacular. I don't even have enough mm-hmm. adjectives to describe it. It was so fantastic. And it was reciprocated. We were both. The emotional attachment, the emotional well-being was the same for both of us, and it was really a wonderful, fantastic experience.
I love it. You know, I'm an advocate for love. I love love. You know, I tell anybody that love is essential. Love is essential. It's my favorite genre of poetry to write is love. Because it's so
Mine too.
Beautiful. It's so pure. It's so authentic. And I'm going to pick on Danielle for a moment, but she always says that always be willing to give it a try again. Always be willing to give it a try again. And I see why she says that, because it is such a beautiful thing. It's just that eventually you want to end up with someone that your love never fails, never fades. However, we all know that love will fade, but that's the importance of having a friendship and a love within that friendship, so that even when the love of the relationship fades, there's enough friendship there so that y'all can build it and build it back. Like, I think one of the deepest things that I could think of, a movie that demonstrates love to the fullest. I don't know if you've seen Adam Sandler's 50 First Dates, right?
Yes. Yes.
And here his wife has no idea, memory loss, she has no idea who he is. He is willing to every single day start love with her all over again.
Yeah.
I just think that is one of the most beautifulest things, to have someone who wants to start love with you all over again every single day. So.
And that's how it should be, even if you don't have a memory loss like she had. But
right.
I think
absolutely.
It should be like that. We
absolutely.
Should be able to make that happen every day. One of the things I think that we are in great denial about as human beings in a relationship is denial, and that we know if it's the one or not. Because I have what I call my red light system. And if there's one flashing light that goes on, you run the other way. Most times
right.
people ignore that light and continue on into an accident, you know, into a crash, because we know deep within, we know the truth about our relationships and whether we should
mm-hmm.
be in them or
sure.
not.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's when we become blind. Because I had several of your flashing red lights with one of my wives, and I overlooked it and I ignored it. All I saw was green, go. Had I paid attention to the red lights, then things might have turned out differently. But
yeah.
I do agree that, you know, because of love, we ignore that flashing red light. We ignore
yeah.
it. But if you pay attention to it in the very beginning, and, you know, because some of us get this thing, maybe if I get with them, maybe they'll change.
Yeah, it never happens.
Maybe I can help nurture them. Maybe I can help
yeah.
them change to become this.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't work.
And I think as we get older, too, I think we have that on our side. We should have that maturity on our side to be able to make that decision.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, this guy or this girl, I know deep in my heart this is not where it's at. I'd like it to be there because he's gorgeous. I'd like it to be there. He's got a great personality. He's got this or that or the other thing. But there's that one thing, you know, that is the deal breaker that he has, and you go ahead anyway. Yeah. The other thing, there was a woman that was on earlier, and they talked. He had a beautiful poem about love and then loving even after death. And I can say the same person, I lost him, and it's been many, many years, and I still love him as much now as I did back then. However, I would like to clarify to say that that doesn't mean that my life has been at a standstill either. I worked through all of that, and I've moved on, definitely, but the
mm-hmm.
love is still there no matter what. And
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I got almost all my poetry that I love poetry is about him, and it's just a beautiful thing. It doesn't go away after death, you know? And I'm not trapped and I'm not stagnant by any stretch of the imagination. But
mm-hmm.
there's that, because it was so powerful, it remains. Anyway, I could talk forever about that. I don't know if you believe in maybe another show, but about channeling or mediums. Do you have an opinion on that at all?
Not at the moment. I'd have to take a look at it a little deeper. I mean, because I believe everything is possible. Everything is possible.
Yeah.
you know, I believe in ghosts. I believe in aliens. So I believe everything is possible, you know?
Yeah. I'm not talking about fortune tellers. I'm talking about genuine mediums.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Someday I'll tell you a story about that. I always think it would be an interesting topic, but it's very controversial and a lot of people don't believe in it. But
well, maybe we shall visit it someday. But what piece of poetry do you have for tonight?
Well, I wrote one that's called Love Frozen. And
Love Frozen?
Yeah.
Nice.
Frozen.
Okay.
I see.
The mic is yours.
Okay, so here it goes. It's Love Frozen. Frozen hearts live within. Frozen tears to her cheeks cling. Lips of blue chatter in the cold. Frigid body can't be consoled. Once upon a time gone by, this castle burst with love and joy. Fires burned within the hearth. Passion burned within their hearts. It took but one to turn her head. She might as well have struck him dead. Betrayed, his heart grew cold as ice. Trust was broken. She can't entice. Inside he cries all day and night, shivering, quivering with frostbite. On the palace steps she weeps, begging, pleading, but he sleeps. The tears of both layer on layer build the walls ever greater. Hardened hearts, cracked and broken, into eternity without words spoken. End poem.
Wow. If I could get myself off of mute there. that was beautiful. Very visual. Very, very visual. I love that piece. Love Frozen.
Thank you.
Man.
So it's like,
have,
you know, there's sometimes you have
chattering.
Breakdowns in a relationship, no matter what the cause is, and then you get hardened to any kind of reconciliation, and then you both go away and still loving each other but not reconciling, and it's really, really sad on both ends, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for that. It's a beautifully written piece. I have my teeth chattering over here. Ooh, where's my coat? But I'm going to send you over to the VIP lounge so that you can grab a glass of champagne and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you so much. Great conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Canada's own Lady A. And sometimes, you know, sometimes you just need somebody to pray for you.
DJ Pat Low.
I was stupid, really stupid. Something told me deep inside, better not do it. What a dummy. Such a dummy to let some mess I shouldn't have did take you from me. Girl, if I could take it back, it'd be so back. I'd be such an angel. You'd think that me and Jesus was cool. Like that, just like that. Everything between us be good. Girl, I know what I should have done. Should have walked away the moment that I saw her coming. But I blew it. Really blew it and lost the only girl I love. Dear God, if you're listening now, I need you to do a thing for me. You see my baby, she done up and walked out. I need you to bring her back to me. I know that I was wrong, I was guilty of sin. Probably not priority. Dear God, if you're listening now, doubting, dying, begging, crying, somebody need to pray for me. Dear God, thought I was something, really something. In the end, who knew I'd end up with nothing? I was frontin', truly frontin'. Girl, I really can't be mad, I had it coming. Guess if I was half the man I know I am, I would be so good that even Oprah be jealous of you. It's like that, yeah, like that. Everything between us be good. Girl, I know what I should've done. Should've walked away the moment that I saw her coming. But I blew it, really blew it. And lost the only girl I love. Dear God, if you're listening, I need you to do a thing for me. You see my baby, she done up and walked out. I need you to bring her back to me. I know that I was wrong, I was guilty of sin. Probably not priority. But dear God, if you're listening, I'm down here, dying, begging, crying. Somebody ought to pray for me. I'm making you this promise right now. If you can do this one thing for me, I'll be the man that you want. I'll be the man that you need. Church every Sunday, prayers every Monday.
My brother said, I be the man you want me to be. Church every Sunday. I'm out here begging, dying. Somebody pray for me. Man, some of y'all ladies don't know when you got it good. Next on the mic, we're going to bring in Rain. Hey, Rain, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I am doing phenomenal. You know, I got you beautiful poets here tonight. I got some good music, you know, some good conversation, some good poetry. I mean, listen, how can I not be doing good, you know?
Indeed. It's been this is my second show of y'all that you've been on, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it, so.
Good. I'm so glad. I'm glad to have you. Glad to have you back again, and thank you for coming back. Now listen, Rain, when you hear the term crazy love, what are your thoughts?
So when I hear crazy love, the first thing I think of is Angela. From Why Did I Get Married?
Oh, my God. Okay,
so, the amount of time that she was spending clocking his mileage, and who's got energy with all that? It's like a whole nother job, but that's what I think of when I think of crazy love. Now, there have been plenty of excellent points made tonight, but that's the extreme, I think, of crazy love.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, Angela was something
love.
Else. Yeah, Angela was something else. But Marcus loved that woman.
He did. She cooked for him too.
Yes, she did.
And tried it. And at least tried to quit drinking for him.
She tried. But oh my God. Yes. That is some seriously insane love. The way she was clocking them, the way she was checking, and then the whole thing with the what did he say? He was like, he told Todd Perry, he said, "Man, I need you to give me a shot. I need you to give me some men. I need to give you some." She's like, "Oh, I was just waiting for you to come tell me." Oh my God.
Like,
oh,
no, you got it. You got
God.
It from Walter.
She's like, got it from Walter.
Walter.
She's like, who's Walter?
But, you know, full confession time, when I was in my 20s, I was just like Angela.
Really?
I was just like her. Yeah. When you deal with people that you can't trust, if you're lacking anything in yourself, if you're lacking any type of, you know, self-esteem, and then you deal with jokers like that, it'll push you to do some stuff like that. So that's really what it boils down to. But, yeah, that was definitely me. I was her all day. Now I'm in my 40s.
Oh,
now,
my
so,
goodness.
You know.
Yeah, me too.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Now, just like you said, in my 20s, that's what I was talking about earlier, you know, that first ex-wife of mine, man, she had me, whew, my God.
Wide open, didn't she?
I mean, wide open. Wide open. Because I was everything. I'm taking everything. Because life is different when you're in your 20s than when you're in your 40s. I can admit that now.
Oh, yeah.
When I was in my 20s, it was like, okay, you want to cut up and you want to act a fool. I married you, but I ain't got no problem signing these divorce papers. I ain't got no problem. Because you're not going to make me feel like I'm the one in this. No.
Mm-mm.
And that, we got divorced when I was in my 30s, but I married her in my late 20s. And I'm like, This is not what I signed up for. This is not what it's supposed to be. I should not have to come to your job to make sure you are at work. I shouldn't have to do that.
You're right about it. Listen. But even to a certain extent further, in to your point that you were making coming off that song, first of all, I love that song. But for me personally, just from living life the way that I have, I don't even want a man to change like that for me. I don't want you changing, you know, doing anything outside of what you are comfortable doing in order to please me. Because eventually you're going to end up in that crazy love.
Right.
At some point, it's going to get twisted and you're going to be in crazy
love. Oh, my God. Yes. Because, you know, Why, you know, I love that song, too. I remember the first time I heard that song. I mean, every R&B song I listen to, like I did my piece at the top of the show, I sincerely meant that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a very transparent piece for me because that's how I feel.
Right.
Like, there isn't a love song that can be played that I don't have a personal connection to as it pertains to a relationship. There isn't one. And now I'm sitting here, I'm like, I need a new love song, one that's not sad, one that identifies and matches me with the energy that I'm putting out. I need that right now. You know what I'm saying? And it's funny because one of my other favorite groups is Boyz II Men. Like, No Edition is my first favorite group. Boyz II Men is my second, right? So Boyz II Men did a song called "I'm Doing Just Fine."
I love that damn song.
Honey, listen. You're talking about somebody goes into full song mode and sing that song to the fullest,
like
all
parts.
That's me. Because that song is like a triumph song for me. Because all of those lyrics that they were singing about, I live that. Going through my second divorce.
In that moment, I was living that.
I lived that. I can relate.
That's my song, too. You're taking me back with all my. Matter of fact, the piece that I selected tonight was, it kind of fits in this theme, but it really I chose something that relates to music a little bit too. Because I'm a lover of music as well.
I love it.
So,
me too. Music is life. Music is life. I don't even, you know what? It's crazy because I don't even care if a song breaks me down. If I love a song, I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to listen to it. And one of those songs happens to be End of the Road. I love that song to death. It breaks me down,
that
but
was,
I love it to death.
That was my high school song. That was out the year I graduated. So that was like my senior year song,
And, you know, that and what's my other song? There's a song that that I don't know a lot of people know it, but there was a group called Men at Large, right? They had that song that they were singing, Missing You, about his mother. And that piece breaks me down. It breaks me down.
I don't know that I ever heard that one.
Oh,
aren't they the ones also that sang about cleaning the house and stuff?
Oh, that's Metavision. That's Metavision.
Oh, that's Metavision. I know Men at Large too.
That's the one. That one is called Let Me Be Your Housekeeper, right? Let Me Be Your Housekeeper, baby.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Don't get me started.
You pulled it out. That's too funny.
but oh man, we can go on and on and on. But I have got to hear the piece that you brought tonight, because
it's short, simple, and it's an old piece. So yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Listen. It's new to me.
Okay.
The mic is yours.
This one's titled Never Gets Old. I wonder, did you realize that I had memorized the rhythm of your heartbeat? To me, the sound was soul-snatching, like every raindrop that inspired me to be me. Rain. See, you amused me. The heat of your flesh blanketed mine. You were my silhouette high. It was like the soothing feel of sweet Moscato on a cool summer's night, simply because neither one of us liked the heat. Just listening to you breathe, watching the rise and fall of your chest, yes, it hypnotized me. Without a word, I was twisted, and you were playing me. Your voice was my favorite remix. It was like the scratch. It was the scratch of your rasp playing perfectly within the grooves of my soul, exploring the depths of me like 90s R&B, smooth like jazz and easy like Sunday morning. You always moved me like I was hearing you for the first time. You became my favorite song, played you on repeat, and you never got old. I even knew exactly where you'd skip a beat. Despite the seasons changing and we becoming just me, I still sit in silence sometimes listening to my favorite memories of you, because you never seem to get old to me. In peace.
Honey, that line, play you on repeat. I got a line like that similar in one of my pieces, because I feel that. Ooh, this piece was beautiful, man. I loved it. You talking about it's an old
Thank
piece.
You.
Man, this is new to me.
It is.
And I'm so glad that you brought that tonight, because it's very musically inclined. And I love the way that you wrote that. And as a music lover, I can feel it, you know. Thank you so much for that.
I appreciate that. Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate the platform and, again, enjoying the show.
I appreciate you, and I'm enjoying you. And stick around, enjoy the rest of the show. We got some more poets, some more music, and we're just going to have a good time. Is that all right?
I'm with you.
All right. Now, going over to that VIP lounge, grab your glass of champagne and, you know, mingle. Say hey
indeed.
To everybody.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Rain on her way to the Get Down Dance. Not Get Down. See, look, I'm thinking about last night's show. If y'all missed, not last night, but Thursday night show. If y'all missed the Get Down, listen, it's still in my head, y'all. It's still in my head. That show was amazing.
But
you got to get over to the VIP lounge. Stick around. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Rain on her way. Thank you so much. One love, one mic. Man. Some beautiful poetry tonight, man. I am loving tonight's show. We're going to go to my go-go brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Go-Go
What's
brother.
Up, man?
Y'all,
what's up, bro? You been a man. Y'all got me. You know, I'm in my 40s, too. So, you know, you talk about New Edition, Keith Sweat. Keith Sweat was a begging dude, but I don't like Keith Sweat. He's always called me crying man.
Keith.
Hey, you know, Keith, he made some hits.
He made some hits.
You know what I mean?
Some hits.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite jams is the all-time duet, Make It Last Forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
That's my jam,
right there. Yes, sir.
How
yes, sir. Deep is your love?
Yeah.
How deep is your love?
Yeah.
Man, I love music, man. I mean, if anybody knows me, they know that music is it for me, man. I will, man, because I love song lyrics. I appreciate the artistry. I appreciate the artist taking the time to sing the songs either they wrote or someone else wrote, and it takes a lot to craft a song, man. And when I'm songwriting, it's like it takes me to a whole different element, you know. And it's just, man.
I'm going on.
Go ahead, bro.
I'm gonna give you three songs for a recipe, right?
Mm-hmm.
One is Bribe Midnight, Crazy Love.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Another song would be Music Soul Child, Merry Go Round.
Mm-hmm.
And the last would be LTD, Where Did You Go Wrong?
Bro, you taking them back. You taking them back. Yeah, I love all of them.
Yeah, yes, indeed. You know, with Jeffrey Osborne, I recognize the most out of that group. You know,
man. You know, yeah, for sure, man. You know what I did today, man. Like it was nice. I had my windows rolled down when I went to the store today, and in my playlist I have Sexual Healing. Man, you know, I turned my speakers all the way up. I had my windows down, man, and I was singing that thing, boy, like it was a fresh track, just came out.
Yeah.
And I'm out singing Sexual Healing, man, because the melody, the bass line, the words, Marvin Gaye singing, man, listen, man.
I remember the video when he was in the limousine.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now,
my go-go brother. Tell me about Crazy Love, man. When you hear Crazy Love, man, what are your thoughts?
Man, wow. I had Crazy Love. I was engaged to it. This, to me, is just, you know, it's like if you get married, it's like it's supposed to be for that, for better or worse. Then the context gets lost. When people are selfish,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, for better or for worse, when you work out the issues between one another, that's what for better or for worse. But I felt like I was in a relationship with a lady. Her ex was abusive, so mm-hmm. she would channel that energy to me. Even though I was real good to her. But because she received negative energy, she would take it on me. At times.
Wow.
Not all the time.
Right.
My ex. And, you know, I wish her well. But it was just too much. I mean, I don't put my hands on women. Unless. Only way I do that, now I don't attack, I mean, I don't initiate anything.
Right.
But I will protect myself.
You have to.
You know?
Mm.
So I have to protect myself at times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you would be the aggressor. You know?
Yeah,
me,
man. I'm
not trying to hurt no woman. But if I will protect myself. By, like Malcolm X said, by any means necessary.
It's funny you talking about that because, in one of my zodiac groups, my Aries zodiac group, the question today was, Aries and Taurus, and I said, quite honestly, I said that's domestic violence. Two words: domestic violence, because you got two strong-minded, strong-headed individuals in a relationship trying to basically be in charge. And that's how it was with my with one of my exes, and she was physically abusive. I had to defend myself, but it was that crazy type love where I wouldn't walk away, she wouldn't walk away, you know, but it was unhealthy. And when one of my children was 3 years old at that time, they woke up and they witnessed that. I said, nah, we can't do this. Nah, we can't do this. So I did walk away eventually.
Oh, you weren't setting a bad example for your child.
Right, right. Yeah, I couldn't do that. But now that we got that out of the way, thank you for that, man. What piece do you want to drop on us tonight?
You know what this show my old school music? I'm a freestyle off of LTD. Where did we go wrong?
Oh, man. Okay. I can't wait, man. The mic is yours, my brother.
Hello, baby. I'm glad that you made the decision to meet me at this place. I got a question to ask you, and it's something serious. You laying in my heart and just being so curious. What happened to our love? What happened to our trust? How could we adjust and our love just turned to dust? Well, where did we go wrong? I'm asking this question now. I'm trying to realize, like, where did we go wrong? See, I kept my love and my strength for you. But where did we lose each other? I thought that I was falling in love with you, not falling. Told me how much you were in love with me, and I say how much I was in love with you. But where are we showing it? Where's the prime example? But see, when the question keeps coming around, and I am asking this question, and this question is like, where did we go wrong? Was it from point A to point B or point C, that middle passage? Where was the challenge? My integrity in question? That I would never attack you like a weapon. Sometimes you want to put your hands on me. Well, baby, I got to protect myself too. Why are you trying to put stress going through? Remember, love in with you and what we used to do. Could we get that kiss back? Now, I guess we just need to have a separation, or maybe just stop kidding ourselves. Maybe we just were wrong from the start and we thought we were right. Maybe the light just was there, but we were just too blind. But I will walk away with love and deep in my passion. My reaction is like I'm saying goodbye. I thought we were going to be married, but marriage will only lead to divorce, so I stay on course. Every powerful source and every remedy, I love you, but I would not want you to be my enemy. My time and the frequency, only in the tendency, speak my mind. But where did we go wrong? In the love of the environment, in everything of the acquirement. In the shadow of a love of a deep could see in the mirror is just me. But I guess this time in the mirror, there will never be a you. So where did we go wrong? This automatic kills Mac. Lyrical engine. Take it in them all in. Rifle and drive.
My brother. That's what I'm talking about, man. Where did we go wrong, man? That was a dope freestyle, man. You definitely did that, man. You talked about, you know, so many things in that piece, man. But one of the things that you talked about was it could end in divorce.
Oh, thanks.
You know,
yeah.
And it's so, and it's so true, man. When I'm talking to people who are married, and they seek me for counsel, I'm not a relationship expert. You know, I'm not a therapist. However, I've been in enough relationships where I can articulate and answer questions based on my perspective and what God has to say about the situation. And one of the things that I often say, and you hear me say it all the time, is there are two things wrong with a relationship. The first thing being selfishness and communication. If you can work those two things out in any committed relationship, any marriage, if you can work those things out, then rest assured, you'll find common ground to stick it out and stay together. So
I agree.
I appreciate your piece,
brother. I totally agree with that. I think that you have to have that communication. And be as a team.
Yeah.
I believe that. My teammate, my queen, be my teammate. If we all in this together, we got to be all in this together, the good and the bad. You learn from both energy.
Right.
You learn from what you've done good and what you've done bad. And it makes you a better person.
Yes, sir. Absolutely, my brother. All right, my go-go brother, we're going to send you on over to...
Oh, I got to say, you know what? Every time I listen to go-go music, I think about my D.C. brother. But you know what? I'm Randy's favorite group, Northeast Groovy.
Oh, yeah?
So, you know, I'm...
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's his favorite group, he told me. And,
Oh, man.
Yeah, I never forget that. He was playing. He did a show. He was playing Northeast Groovers. He's my man. So, you know.
Sir. Yes, sir.
A 20-minute workout. So I'm up here dancing on a 20-minute workout.
That's good stuff, my brother. May our brother rest in peace, King Cadence, man. He is missed. Man.
Yeah.
Boy, this is what I need you to do, man. I need you to go on over to that dance floor, man. The VIP lounge, man. I need you to go over to the VIP lounge. I mean, there's some people that stepped out onto the dance floor, but go over to that VIP lounge, man, and drink one for you and pour some out for King Cadence, man.
What time is the show, brother?
It should be on right now.
It's all about support, brother. So,
okay, brother.
You know. All right,
yeah,
man.
I'll be over there after this one. All right, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, that is my go-go brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. We're going to go from Mr. Automatic to my other brother, King Atterbury from Let's Talk Poetry, y'all. What's good with you, King?
What's going on, bro? I'm here at the J-O-B again.
At the JOB again, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. You must be the richest man in Jersey, bro. You got to be.
Nah, man. Yo, it's just the certain days when y'all be having your shows. Those are the days that I work. You know what I mean?
I got you.
A little break, I jump in, man. You know what I'm saying? I got the support. You got to be right here with my brothers.
Hey, we appreciate you, man. We appreciate you, man. But.
Appreciate you too, man.
I know you've been listening. You've been chomping at the bit. Like, man, hurry up. Open my mic, man. Let me talk about this thing. Because I know you can talk about it. So,
Oh, man.
King.
I got to let the poetry speak for itself, man.
Nah, man. Man. We're going to get to the piece. But you got to tell me your thoughts on Crazy Love, man. Before we get to your piece, bro. Before we get to
man,
your piece.
Man, Crazy Love is Crazy Love, man. You know what I'm saying? You go through the ins and outs. You see your way on out, and then you wind up slipping back in, and you're like, yo, what the fuck? Like, tripping, the bugging out.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Huh?
That's so
yeah,
true,
they
man.
You back, they draw you back in. You know what I'm saying? On some
that's
Darth Vader
so
type shit. You'd be like, oh, shit, there's a disturbance in the force. Or like, what's
right,
going
right.
on? You'd be like,
man,
that Slick Rick song.
Lie,
I shouldn't
man.
Have done it.
I shouldn't have done it, bro. Come on, man. You, oh,
look,
ooh, you put
the
quiet,
look,
bro.
And the other song, because it's wrong. mean, yo, Slick Rick had them joints, man. He must have been really going through it himself or whatnot.
He had to be, man. He had to be, man. But you were so right, though, bro. You are so right, man. And it's so easy for us to get pulled back in because – you know, the emotions be fresh, they be running high, and then you know,
yes.
if you really want to walk away or if you really want to try and work this thing out, man, and you just be like, man. And then they do something, man, they do something to you, man. You be sitting here like, how this happened? How we end up here?
Yo, they be working the words, the different things and stuff like that, and you be like, nah, yo, I ain't trying to, like, yo, all of a sudden, it's just an energy thing, man. You just be like, oh, shit, how the fuck, like...
Right,
you done
right,
pulled
right.
all the stops and shit.
Man, yes. Yes, man.
The next thing you know,
all right, my
on.
Brother.
You good?
What you mean, am I good? I'm confused.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got me that look on your face. You like, you good? You're like, yeah, I'm all cool. You know what I'm saying? We all right.
Oh,
so later.
Man. Yes, sir, bro. Hey, man,
yeah.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you for giving your insight, man. But go ahead
yeah,
and get
no
it
doubt,
to you, because I need to hear this piece, man.
Man.
The mic is.
All right. Well, this piece is called 22 with You. I'm walking on another course without your memory and my thoughts. It was your loss when you were caught. Did you forget what you were taught? Maybe your mom's teachings wasn't mindful to your heart. I'm like, ugh, stop reminding me what you lost. We've been apart. Now you show up at the door and explore what could I need. What's in the bag? Oh, come on, my favorite food to eat? And some minced apple pie with some Henny on the side? Damn, I cannot hide the intimate notion you apply. Sweet words and kind gestures, shit getting me messed up. What the fuck? Oh, well, maybe not as well push all my luck. Finding myself watching a movie, sitting with you on the couch, hugging and kissing. Dear Lord, what is this shit all about? Apologetic conversations about our offset situations. We both was really wasting a lot of patience where the days went. Ugly moods, destructive now, rebuilt on newer structures, admitting how much we love us and turn back as lovers. King.
Okay, bro. Okay, bro. Tell us how you really feel. Man, listen. Why
that
you
was based off an old memory, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I grabbed the energy from, you know, the past to
right,
create
right.
something. Never know
sure.
what it's for or who it's for. You know what I'm saying?
Might, absolutely.
Might apply to somebody else's situation or that and be like, oh, shit, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, man. And, that's, and you know, and that's primarily why, you know, why this show was created, man. This show was created for us to help each other.
You send me swinging. Oh, you send me swinging.
I know. Some of y'all really wanted me to let that play. I know. Some of y'all really, like, no, don't change that. Go ahead, let that play. But that was my iPad doing what it wanted to do. But real talk, though, man, this show was created, man, so that we can help each other with these relationships, man, because at some point we got to get better. And the only way we're going to get better
exactly.
is talk through these things that some people have already been through so that we can know what to do, what not to do. And maybe we can already walk a path that somebody else has already walked. And just hearing
right.
like hearing that piece might make me go left toward a different path because, you know, my brother has already been through that. And you know he gives some good insight. So let me go ahead and move to the left because I, I don't want to go to the right because that's not good for me. But definitely dope, man.
I appreciate that. You know what's crazy is, and that's coming from an old memory when I was 22 years old. You know what I'm saying? With baby moms. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So that's why
wow.
I said 22 with you.
Wow. Okay.
But,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. If I go back to 22 year old me, yeah, I don't want to go back to that guy.
No, I'm just saying I was a young farmer, so you know what I'm saying. Just the experience and the little shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I was ready to bounce the craziness when I. But
right. I mean, you know, for me, that's when I became a father too, at 22, because my son is 25 and I'm 47, so. I was a young father, but at the same token, all I knew was try to be what my father wasn't to me, to him.
Right.
So
you do it for the kids, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes is that right or is it wrong? You don't know when you're that young. You're just trying to do the right thing.
Exactly. You're just trying to do the right thing. Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's crazy, man, because me and my dad got into it. We got into a heated exchange of words. You know, because my dad is very territorial over his kids. He don't care if we all grown. He's very territorial. And he don't play with nobody messing with his kids, right?
Right.
So we got to this heated discussion. Cause I got my kids this week, and we got to this heated discussion. We talked about relationships. We got to this heated discussion. It was yesterday. We got to this heated discussion yesterday. I had to remind him. I said, they're not your kids. They're my kids. The same way that you feel about your kids is the same way I feel about my kids. He had to stop what he was doing and just laugh and grin and then walk off because he knows, you know, like, don't challenge me when it comes to my kids. They're my kids, not your kids. You are their grandfather, but these are my kids. You're not going to sit here and talk to them or treat them any kind of way, especially if I don't do it. I will never subject my kids to that. You're not going to do something or say something to my kids that I don't do. We're not going to have that. Oh, we definitely not going to have that. I ain't going to accept that out of nobody. I don't care who you are.
Nah, I hear you, bro. And you know what, man? That's why, you know, not too many times I go into my memory bank. But as of, like, last year, you know what I'm saying, I've been tapping in just saying, like, yo, you know what? You apply this to this, that, and the other. You never know how that might affect somebody else. So they might be like, yo, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I feel you
absolutely.
On that. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So that's why I go into the memory box sometimes. And it's not like it's just there because I'm remembering. I know my shit. I know the pain. I know the hurt. I know the joy. So I go in different boxes and whatnot for different people for the world. You know what I'm saying? So I don't mind sharing, you know.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. That's what I'm talking about. All right, good brother, man. Listen, before we send you one over to grab your glasses, but I know you can only take like a few sips because you're at work, man. But, man, please let everybody know what you got going on Tuesday nights, my brother.
Oh, man, Tuesday night is open mic. Everybody about to come on and get busy. You know what I'm saying? I think it's going to be something special. You know what I'm saying? I really feel that energy. This Tuesday, the Poetry Corner, Let's Talk the Platform. It's going to be live and direct, 8 o'clock, YouTube. Come join us. Anybody want to holler? Joel Washington Atterbury on Facebook. We in here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about, man. Please make sure y'all hit this brother up. I know I will be there Tuesday, man. I love the platform. I enjoy what you're doing, man.
Appreciate
and,
you, man.
If you're an artist and you want, you know, it's a live show. People will see you. So don't get all nervous. You know, just come on through. But I see you on Tuesday, my brother. Stick around as long as you can. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Sure indeed, brother. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is my brother, King Atterbury, with that piece. Next artist on the mic, we're going to go to my brother, Just Jay, is in the building. What's good with you, Jay?
Yo.
Just Jay, are you there? Just Jay, Just Jay.
Yes, sir.
Just Jay. Hey, there
he
is. What's up, Jay?
Final call. For alcohol, you won't be drinking if you don't get it now, son.
I know that's right, man. I know that's right. How you feeling, my brother?
Man, I've been sitting up here listening to you get back into the whole frame of
doing the self-therapy, and everybody else come in and join in with you, man. I've been loving it, bro.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you. Let me do a couple of things before we get into your thoughts. Ladies and gentlemen, you're still hearing the sound of my voice. Congratulations. You've made this into the overtime hour. If you were online, there, you know, you just got cut off. And Rain, the name of the song, thank you, Tila Shell, for bringing that back to my memory, is So Alone by Minute Large. So Alone. Please make sure you check that out. Now, Jess J, my good brother. Man, my good brother.
Yeah.
How you doing, bro?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I had called in, and I forgot what the lineup was. And I said, that sounds like Poetic. Let me go ahead and sit in and see what's going on over here.
Yes, sir, my brother. It is your brother, man. I am back for another week. Hey, man, you know, for real, keep firing me, you know, Monday nights.
Right.
And I just keep showing up, man. You know, he thought he was rid of me for good, man. He thought he was rid of me for good, man. And all of
right.
a sudden, you know, talk to Danielle and Stan. He's like, hey, look, you know, can let's talk about it. Can we share the stage on Saturday?
Right.
Let's talk, come back. You know, I didn't want to tell them that the station manager and the CEO, after he fired me, hemmed me
right.
up in the corner and was like, you better bring that show back, man, because there's some relationship stuff that we need to talk about.
Right.
Like, okay, man, you know, you ain't got to jack me up in the corner, man. I got
right,
you, man.
Right, right.
Okay? Yeah, you know, yeah. You got to jack me up.
It won't be a dry eye out, man. It's going to be good.
Absolutely, my brother. But listen, man, I do want to thank you, man, because you have been a longtime supporter of Let's Talk About
yes,
It, man. Ever since, you know, we connected, man, you made sure that you was there, man, giving your insight, giving your poetry, man. So I do appreciate you, my brother, for being a longtime supporter of Let's Talk About It, where we do.
Oh, man, definitely.
Now, my brother.
Yes, sir, let's get it.
Oh, man. When you hear the term crazy love, what are your thoughts?
I think about Poetic. Because me and you had this conversation so many times on the air, man. It's about how
good
women is until they go bad. But,
man.
Crazy women are the funnest in the beginning, man. They game for everything, man. And, you know, sometimes I think crazy women are going ahead and loan themselves out in a direction they can't maintain. And then they feel some resentment about the way they were.
Yeah. You know, it's, you know, when I think about what you just said, you know, one of the things that comes to mind is, man, Tupac got this track. It's called Me and My, right?
Yeah.
And if you listen to it, you will swear he talking about his woman, man. He talking about his ride or die.
Right.
He talking about his ooh-wee. He talking about his gun, though, y'all. He talking about his gun, though, y'all. He talking about his heat. He talking about that thing that he squeezed the trigger. But that's how crazy women be, man. Like, he be describing. You know, and that crazy one, man, it's crazy. But the crazy one will be that ride or die for you until you ain't there for her no more. Oh, then she throwing you way up under the bus, bro.
Oh, man, this is your bus.
Yeah, you.
But you know what, man? In order for him to write that, he had to have intimate knowledge and feelings on both of those. The times that his gun got him out of trouble, the time that the woman. This and then whatever intersected, then he went ahead and took that path for it. And it was actually up on him at the very end to say either red pill or blue pill.
Right. Yeah, man. And that's, you know, and that's what happens, man. That's what we talk about, man. When we talk about these relationships, man. And, you know, I'm going to say this carefully. Like, after being through what I've been through, I'm kind of terrified of being in a relationship, man, after saying what some of these women think about us men. What?
Right.
This
oh, man, the it's an actually really changed, man, on the expectations of when a man and a woman get together. It's not all on the men, either. And I ain't gonna say it's all on the women, but the expectations of when we get together has been totally bad.
It's funny because I watched the video, man, and the guy was saying, you know, ladies, y'all want men to be all this, y'all want us to provide, y'all want us to do a thing. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? You know, and you know, the traditional roles between men and women, the traditional roles, the way society is built now, it really doesn't allow for traditional roles. You can do you can do it as long as the two of you really sit down. Y'all got to really sit down and come up with a really good game plan on how you're going to make these traditional roles work and still support each other without the other person feeling like they missed out.
Man, is if only one person is doing it, that's the worst.
Bro, that was me. That was me.
Yeah.
That was me. Ooh.
It will make you over, man, because that's how I learned how to go on out here. Womanize. A woman taught me how to treat women bad.
Yeah. And you know, when I did one of the things. This is a very deep perspective that one of my close friends has shared when I was being interviewed for the nonprofit organization. He said his mother taught him how to love women, not his father. And that is so true.
Wow.
A woman has to teach a man how to love a woman because a man is not a woman. Let that sink in.
Right.
Let that sink in, y'all. But, you know, I've been challenging and listening to that perspective and just keeping that in my forefront. I'm just like, well, so in today's times, man, you ain't got nobody teaching nobody nothing no more.
No, but you know, it's the same way, like, we learn, man. We learn from the fellas on how to get certain places that we want to be, man.
Yeah,
but some of that was a gross exaggeration.
Yes, sir. Man. Just Jay, man, it's good to chop it up with you and let's talk about it, man. I've been missing this, man.
We ain't done this in a minute, man.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't done this in a minute, man. But
man.
My brother, now, thank you for your perspective on this here topic, bro. But what piece you got that you want to drop on us tonight?
I'm going to go ahead and drop this broken heart piece, man.
The mic is yours, bro.
All right. What can a broken heart be likened to? A broken heart is like being crushed incessantly, with no time frame, but no death in sight, indefinitely. It's like a dark place with very little light. It pounds down till your head weighs pounds. You can look, speak, and listen, but your mind is incarcerated in a skin-deep prison of indecision. As tears and pillows make collisions and thoughts divisions, it's a death by a million incisions. Well, it's like being bludgeoned purple over sour grapes. It's all spoiled milk that has long since curdled. You blame your weak legs for not holding tight to an ever-shrinking ledge with a heart full of lead. Afraid to live, can't even die, so I just lay awake on my back, broken, as I float in this oil-rich lake. As I contemplate, how many lifetimes will it take to stop the earthquake of ache? It's like being beat down while walking until you get lower and lower, till knees touch shoulders and shoulders touch floor. As needles pierce your innermost person, from this fetal position, you envision wasted times and bad decisions. As you feel your flesh open, incision after incision, please, I beg to bleed out in peace.
My bro. Did you just say, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. It Did you just say bleed out? Did you just say that? Did you just say that?
He begged to bleed out.
Oh, my God.
It just ain't happening. It's the living dead syndrome.
Beg to bleed out. Bro, that was some, that's an intense piece, bro. That's so intense, man. Bruh.
Yes, sir.
Man, yes, I love that, man. I do. I love that, man. Oh, that was a dope, dope piece, bro.
Man, it's so appropriate for the show, man.
Yeah, man. Man, beg to bleed out. Bro, I got to write that down, bro. I got two.
Yes,
sir,
you got it.
I got two lines, man. Actually, I got three lines. I got one from Sincere. He talked about transparency to be patience. And then J-Rob had this complexion flirtation. And then you got this begged to bleed out. Oh, my God. Bro.
That sounds like the makes of a monster right there, brother. I can't wait
to
hear that.
You already
you
know.
You got to let us know the password quilt. Let us know the password so I can go ahead and listen back. I was like, yep, J-Rob said that. Sincere said that. And here I go.
That's right, man. That's right, man. You already know it. You already know it. Thank you so much, my brother.
Man,
well, listen, stick around, man.
Bro.
Enjoy the remainder of the show, man. Go on over there. Grab your glass of bubbly, man. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my brother, Just Jay. Thank you so much, Jay.
Hey, man, love the show, man. Keep rocking.
All right, brother, thank you. Appreciate you. One love, one mic. Man, we're going to go from Just Jay to Epiphany's own host of the Hidden Hurt, the Hidden War Council, Honey Drip, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Thanksgiving, and all that good stuff. Fly Speak. You know what? Let me just bring them on in here. Ladies and gentlemen, Mojave, what's good with you, Hive?
Yo, what's going on? What's happening, Mr. Van Metal, a.k.a. Poet, a.k.a. Mr. Pineapple Figurity?
Bruh, what's good with you, bro? How you feeling, man?
Man, listen, it's been a busy, busy, crazy, nutty day. And I'm doing double duty right now. About to do triple duty. So I had to make sure I stopped by the show to support, you know, show my face. Hey, say what's up. See what's going on, that type of thing.
That's what's up, bro. Glad to hear you, bro. Glad to hear you on the mic, man. You've been doing some killer stuff behind the scenes, bro. In front of the scenes, bro. You've just been killing it. Like, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, I affectionately call this man, this is not even an AKA, I call this man Iron Man for various reasons. You're good at that, bro.
Thank you.
You got that, bro.
I appreciate it.
Now, I gotta dive into your mind. Like, we got to dive into your mind. When you hear the term crazy love, Mojave, what comes to your thoughts?
Well, first I think about Brian McKnight's song, Crazy Love. And I think about how that joint is and me saying it. Like if you get that. Like, I don't think crazy is a term of crazy when I think of crazy love like that. I think of, you know, literally, you know, someone you feel crazy about. You over the moon with someone that you really, really love and appreciate and come to terms, like you really, you know, you want to breathe their air, you want to be riding a boat, you know, with the sunlight, you know, hitting you just a certain way with a cool breeze, and you're just chilling or you're laying in a park or something like that. You're really letting the grass touch you, you know, you got your shoes off, you're feeling the breeze, like crazy love like that. You know?
Nice. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, bro. Yes, sir. You know, when that was my first thought too, bro. When I heard crazy, when I thought about the topic and I thought about crazy love, that was definitely my thought. Brian McKnight song, because coincidentally, it was one of the first songs that I actually sung, as I stated before, that I actually sung to a woman that I was dating, that particular song. And then it takes me back to, just like you said, the Jason's lyric, you know, the grass rolling through your toes, that kind of thing, the wind blowing in your air, the breeze, you know, the breeze giving you your breaths, the breaths as you take as you exhale and you're exhaling together. Oh, man, I could go on and on and on, but yes, sir. Yes, sir. Crazy love, man.
Oh, yeah. That makes me think about the first song I think I sang to a woman. The first one for gold, like I really went for broke, was a song for you by Donnie Hathaway. That was like the first song. I was like, I was head over heels, like crazy. I was chilling. I was sitting in the backseat, my arm around him. And I was playing, I don't even know who was driving. I can't even remember that. And I have a great memory. I just can't, because everything was gone except for me and her just sitting there, and I was singing the song.
Right.
And I was like, dope.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. That's what I'm talking about, man. Now, for the flip side, what piece did you bring for us tonight?
Well, I'm glad that you asked me that, Mr. Van Bels. I brought some truly experimental things that I'm going to do because I've just been writing and kicking out and doing different things. And so, I've been thinking about doing something, but, I'm trying to get everything in order because, you got to lead from the top to the bottom. So, we got this thing called the Quiet Storm coming up on Clubhouse on the 30th of May, where all the people from the Drift are expected to come through on some tracks. We're going to have a nice little narration in between each one. We're not talking concert form, real sexy life. And we're just going to tell these little stories in between to get to the thing. So basically the idea is that it's about two people meeting someplace.
Okay.
And deciding on how and when to love. And then there's characters that also meet up. So, I'm trying to think if it's going to be, in a rail station or an airport or, someplace where people gather and they're on their way to different destinations. So, but the Quiet Storm part of it is the Quiet Storm because, when you meet someone, you can't get off their mind. You got to play that song for them. So, all right, hold on.
Okay.
Get myself ready to go. Hold on for a moment there. Okay. I like when people ask the questions. If I answer the question. All right, hold on. All right, you ready? I should be good to go right now. You ready? Here's how this works out.
Mic is yours.
Some of you say that back up. Can you hear it? I want to be too loud.
Nah, I don't hear nothing yet.
Can you hear that?
That's good.
That's good. All right. Sometimes all I do is think about your creamy thighs, how they look soft enough to lay on, to play on, the press of my fingers gently taking your skin smoothly, but enough to make you think of sin. I would service you in the way that you need, deliberately slow to lead your mind into dreaming and finding the diamond between your thighs. It's the worship I seek, to get your lower lips to speak to my tongue and let them meet till juices sweet tell your tale of reaching your peak. My shoulders wait for your legs, my beard in regard to what you fear, but you may squeeze so tight that pressure is the result of your pleasure. You can fight from the plight of your clit's plight, having the waves of orgasm wanting your body to take flight. I am ready. I am ready to drown in your seas, your waves, the ocean of motion, your hips as you rotate to the circumference of my tongue. I breathe you deeply like I have an iron lung. But I do this for me. Respect me. No disrespect. To you, I'm addicted to what that clit do. The way you flow through, fall through, go through. The sexiest minutes that your face becomes sex. Your moisture becomes wet. Your moans etched in my mind. I will never forget. your moans etched in my mind. I will never forget. Paul.
Yes, sir, my brother. Like I want you, bruh. That's one of my cuts right there. That's one of my cuts. And you did that justice with that instrumental, man. Man, your ink is changed, and I'm loving it. I'm digging it. I love it when artists try new things in their writing, especially in your poetry. You know how me and J-Rob always talk about challenging each other with our ink. And that's what you're doing right now, is you're challenging us to elevate because you're elevating. And I appreciate that, man. I really dig that, man. Dope, dope ink, bro. Dope, dope ink.
I appreciate it.
Now, my good brother, you got something phenomenal happening this coming Tuesday, man, and I can't wait. Let everybody know what you got going on at Epiphany Radio Unit.
Listen, I don't want to flood the lines, but we are doing thick celebration of body positivity and curves for women. And men can come through, too. But we all have a couple of dope people you might not know. I got this poet named Thundercat, incredible, dope. You know, we're going to have a few people come through and bless the mic and talk about it. And plus, it's my birthday show. So we're going to celebrate my birthday when we're going to talk about this. And we're just going to have a good time. Now, it's a crazy week because Monday I got a feature on the B-side with Ingrid B. Got to thank her because you want to introduce me to Malcolm Jamal Warner, put me in there with Moo Moo Fresh. I'm geeked. But I got a feature with them. That's Monday. Tuesday,
nice.
That's on. You know, then I'm going to run through the love zone and be silly, my natural silly self, because I can do that over there. Then we're going to come to the get down and get on down. And then Friday, I'm just going to be free because one of the people on the team, the Honey Drippers, the Drip, it's his birthday. And so we're going to celebrate him on Friday. And then Friday is actually my actual birthday, but Saturday, me and this other cat, Tavares Bussey, who's also a prolific writer and poet and runs Urban Poets Brigade and all that stuff. We have the same birthday. We just going to get together on Saturday and act a fool on Clubhouse. We're going to take it through three different things. We're going to be on Clubhouse. We're going to be on Zoom. We're going to be Facebook vibing it. And we're not going to care about nothing. And it's going to be our birthday. And we're just going to have a good time. And we're just going to party out and everything else. And if I get my way, shout out to Guys in Apparel. I will have my special hoodie arrive on time with all my badges and all the crazy stuff on it so I can walk around and feel some kind of way. Because, you know, I got to have a shirt that has, I got to have a sweater that has everything on it. And then that's going to be on and popping. And plus, Monday is the first day we open up for the early bird for the Love and the Rock Poetry Weekend, the ES Weekend NC in Raleigh, North Carolina. Early bird goes out. We got 20 spots, only 20 spots. We telling people that's all it is. The first 20 gets it. We rock it. That's what we're doing. Everything's going down. Following week, we're doing a big show on the War Council, Toxic Superman, Toxic Part 2, Toxic Superman, Men's Pain, led by Men's Panel. We got a whole bunch of stuff that men talking about their pain. If they've been hurt by women and all this other stuff, it's going to be crazy. You need to check that out. It's going to be crazy. The following Tuesday, it's going to be Marvel versus DC. It's going to get ugly. It's going to be nasty. Paul King.
It's definitely going to get ugly. It's definitely going to get ugly.
It's
definitely
going
to get
nasty. It's going to get ugly and nasty, right? Because all the Marvel heads, we already know what it is. We know what it is. We got to talk about the Falcon and Winter Soldier. We got to talk about the Snyder Cut, because Paul Kane was right. I did admit he was right about the Snyder Cut. But we got to talk about this, man. We got to have this Marvel versus DC. And then following that is the next 2 days, the Honey Drippers. The title of the show is Wet. You roll with
yes.
it. You do whatever you gotta
yes.
do with it. Wet.
Yes. 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 That's what I'm talking about, bro. That's what I'm talking about. I love it, my brother. I appreciate you, man. We're going to send you one over so you can grab a glass of bubbly, man, because I'm about to come join everybody, man, so we can just toast out the night. But, my brother, we appreciate what you do here on Epiphany, man. You're phenomenal. Your ink is elevating. It's called Elevation now. That's your new title, a.k.a. Mojave, a.k.a. Mr. Elevation. There you go. Run with it. I expect a piece from it, too.
Oh, thank you. I definitely will. I'm expecting everybody to get free and get open and do all the stuff they need to do. Plus, you know, I own private. The 29th is the Honey Givers private Zoom show, and that's called King Black and Blue. We'll talk about that later if you need to holler at me.
Absolutely, brother. All right, man.
Yes.
Definitely will.
All right.
Take your socks off, right. baby. Ladies and gentlemen, that is my hype. You can catch him Tuesday nights here on Epiphany, 9 p.m. Phenomenal, man. Phenomenal shows this brother puts on. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday nights, the Soul Cafe with author Larry Maddox, the CEO himself, La Perla Negra, essentially Janice, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night, Mojave, a show for the curvy and thick. Wednesday night, the Love Zone is VIP and La Perla Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down, y'all. J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night will be the return of Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. And then Saturday night, we'll be right back here for Poetic Therapy with La Perla Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. Epiphany Radio thanks you. I thank you, because without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. So make sure y'all catch us tomorrow night. Tune in. All right? One love, one mic. Continue taking your socks off. Baby. Hey, and it's okay. Crazy love. Peace.